Okay, friends. Today we're reading from the Disney Animal Stories book. This is the 17th story in the book, and it is called Walt Disney's Oliver and Company, A Little Lost Kitten. And this story is from a movie called Oliver and Company, which was based originally on a book written a long time ago by a man named Charles Dickens called Oliver Twist. And I like this version of it because puppies and kitties are really cute and fun to read about. And we love animal stories, don't we? We do. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and another animal. What? He is an angry bird, right? What? And what color of an angry bird are you today, my little friend? Yellow? Yellow? I can speak angry bird language, friends. I'm a really good translator. Are you ready, my little yellow bird? Off we go. On a sidewalk in New York City, five little kittens sat in a box. Many people walked by the box. Soon, all except one tiny kitten had been taken. And I just need to explain, sometimes when a mommy cat has a bunch of kittens, the people who own the mommy cat think, we should share these kittens with others. And so they'll put them in a box and put a sign on it that says, free kittens. And then anybody who wants to have a kitten can come and get the kitten. You see that sometimes. But you have to be very careful. Remember that kittens are a lot of work. They have to go to a doctor to have all of the medicines that they need to have. And they need to be fed. Not just anybody can grab a kitten. Yes.
I said this angry bird is allergic to dander.
That's true. And friends, this little angry bird next to me cannot have a kitten because he is allergic to cat dander. It's true. Okay, let's see what happens. Called the kitten. Rain filled the box with water and the little kitten tumbled out, cold and wet. Still, the kitten looked at the people rushing past him with hopeful eyes. But they were too busy, and the kitten was nearly trampled on the busy sidewalk. Scared and shaking, the poor kitten tried to stay out of the way. Meanwhile, Dodger was roaming the streets looking for action. He was a streetwise dog. When he saw an opportunity, he took it. And the wet kitten was just what he was looking for. Relax, kid. I don't eat cats, said Dodger. In fact, I'm looking for a partner to help me get some of the best sausages in town. While the kitten distracted Louie, the hot dog vendor, Dodger grabbed a string of links and trotted away, carefree. The furious kitten raced after him, over cars, through wet cement and building construction, to an old barge in the harbor where Dodger's friends were waiting.
Half of those are mine, yelled the little cat.
Oh, do you see what's happened here? This dog definitely used the cat to be his helper to try to get those sausages away from that man, but he's not sharing them. And he stole them.
I said, I do not like it when the pigs steal our apples.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so friends, my angry bird friend here is letting me know when people steal, it's not nice. And he's like, he has some personal experience with big green pig stealing his eggs and stuff. And so he thinks that this Dodger here who stole the sausages and stole from this sweet little kitten is maybe not the nicest guy. Let's see what happens to him. Dodger smiled at his spunk and so did the other dogs.
"We've never had a kitten in the gang before," said their human owner, Fagin.
It was nice to feel welcome. Contentedly, the kitten tucked himself into the warm fur of Dodger's belly and dreamed about finding a child to love him. The next morning, when the friends went in search of money to help Fagin, they spied a limousine. This fancy car would do the trick, Dodger thought. The kitten climbed into the limousine, eager to help, but got lost in the giant car. When his friends gave up and ran away, he was alone and afraid.
"It's okay, kitty," said a gentle voice from the back seat.
It was a little girl named Jenny. She reached over to untangle the kitten and cuddled him affectionately. The little kitten couldn't believe it. His dream was coming true. In her house on Fifth Avenue, Jenny carried the kitten happily to the kitchen, where she made him a special meal. She named him Oliver and got him a special name tag. They played together at the piano and even took a walk in Central Park. Then, riding in a rowboat and a horse-drawn carriage, Oliver purred happily.
"I love you, Oliver,"
Jenny whispered that night as they lay in her warm bed. Oliver purred contentedly. He rubbed his cheek against Jenny's and they snuggled down to sleep. It had been a wonderful day, the best Oliver had ever had. "Oh, do you think his dream comes true? Do you think he'll get to stay with her?" "Let's see." However, not everyone was happy with Jenny's new pet. There was a show poodle named Georgette who wanted Oliver out. So when Dodger and his friends showed up the next day to rescue their friend, she happily threw the kitten into a bag for them. Poor Oliver. Back at the boat, he looked at the gang with sad eyes.
"I wanted to stay with Jenny,"
he told them.
"But we rescued you," said Dodger, confused.
His feelings were hurt.
"You're part of our family."
"I was happy there,"
Oliver told him. He didn't want Dodger to be upset, but Jenny was everything he'd ever dreamed about. Just then, Fagin returned.
"Fifth Avenue,"
he whistled excitedly when he saw Oliver's new license.
"Dear very rich cat owner," he wrote.
He had come up with a plan to pay Sykes the money he owed. Oh, okay. So, it looks like our friend Fagin here owes money to another man named Sykes. And so what he's going to do is he is going to ask this little girl, Jenny, to give him money, and he'll give her back her cat. But do you want to know something?
What?
That cat wasn't his, really. It belonged to Jenny. She had put a collar on him and a license on him and named him and loved him. So it wasn't nice what Fagin was doing, was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, let's see what happens. It was dark and uncomfortable in Fagin's coat as they waited to collect the ransom. Then he heard Jenny's voice.
"I just want to get my kitten back,"
she cried.
"But I'm lost."
"Your kitten,"
Fagin sighed. He paced nervously back and forth, troubled. This little girl was innocent and sweet.
"Don't cry," he told her.
Guiltily, he handed Oliver to her. There. You see, he chose to do the right thing. It's not nice to try to tell someone, "I'll give you this if you do that for me." We should want to help people out of the goodness of our hearts, not because we're getting something in return.
Oliver!
Jenny cried. The little kitten was overjoyed to be back in her arms. And now that is a good ending. The little girl got her kitten, and now she's going to be happy, and she needs to be taken home to where she's safe. Right? Let's see what happens. Suddenly, headlights blinded them. In a flash, Sykes had grabbed Jenny, and Oliver had fallen out of her arms. Uh-oh. So now we have big problems. Someone has grabbed the little girl. Don't worry, Dodger promised Oliver. We'll get her back. Even Georgette joined the rescue party for the harrowing chase in the subway tunnels and through the streets of New York. So it sounds to me like this man, Sykes, he's really not a good guy, right? I don't know how Fagin got wrapped up with him, but I think Fagin might be he learned to not be a bad guy, right? So now we need to help rescue this little girl. Okay. Oliver jumped into the limousine, but Sykes' vicious guard dogs were ready to attack. Racing through the streets and onto a bridge, Sykes chased Fagin with his limo. The dogs got Jenny to safety as they raced onto a bridge that had been blocked off. Fagin swerved onto another track, and quickly Dodger grabbed Oliver and jumped clear of the limousine before it collided with a train.
Thank you,
Jenny said to Dodger as they celebrated together. She hugged Oliver tightly, and Dodger knew this is where the kitten belonged. Later, the gang joined Jenny for her birthday party and sang happy birthday to the little girl. As Jenny went to blow out her candles, she looked at Oliver lovingly. All of her wishes had already come true. And we can see that there's Georgette, her dog. And she is actually quite nice now. And she's got all the other animals in the room with her for her birthday. And it looks like Jenny is safe and at home in her house with her kitten and all the other dogs. And I can see it looks like Fagin also is there with her. And it looks like maybe this man is the butler of her house, do you think? And they're all together, smiling and happy, and that cake that she's blowing out the candles for looks super yummy, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that would be what we call living happily ever after, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Okay, so shall we say the end? There it is. The end.